From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Edson. COVID-19 threw the world into its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. But for some giant companies, the coronavirus has been good for business. Amazon became an even bigger player as sheltering in place drove a surge in internet sales.
The unstoppable Amazon hitting fresh records on Thursday, adding to its 57% gain for the year.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is now far and away the world's richest person.
He is wealthier than he's ever been. The Amazon CEO crossed a major milestone of his own. His
net worth in one day in July, Bezos added $13 billion to his personal fortune. $13 billion. Since the pandemic began, the company has faced criticism for being slow to protect its employees from the coronavirus. But at a recent shareholder meeting, Bezos said,
"Nothing is more important than the health and well-being of our employees."
He also said the company is using its immense size for good.
"And we want people to know the truth about Amazon and how we use our scale for good. And we welcome the scrutiny. It's good for us."
Bezos welcomes the scrutiny. He says it's good for Amazon. Well, all right then. Reveal has been investigating worker safety at Amazon for over a year. Before the holidays, we told you about dangerous warehouses.
I've seen knee injuries, I've seen shoulder injuries, I've seen people pull things out and cut themselves.
At one of them in Southern California, workers said the company refused to evacuate after a gas leak.
"Is anyone sick or injured?"
"Yes."
At another warehouse in Indiana, a worker was killed on the job.
"It came down on the individual, the tech that was working on it."
"Was he just kind of crumpled?"
"Yes, he was folded."
"Okay."
Amazon denies that its warehouses are unsafe, but it hasn't been willing to make public its injury data, even though they have to report it to the government. For our first story, we talked to dozens of current and former warehouse workers and pieced together injury records for 23 fulfillment centers. But that's all just a part of the story because Amazon has many more warehouses. Now we have a much more complete picture. Our reporting inspired an anonymous source. They shared with us Amazon's worker injury data for its nationwide network of fulfillment centers, around 150 of them. And the records go back to 2016. Reveal's Will Evans is here now to break it all down for us. Hey, Will.
Hey, Al.
Okay, so big picture, what does this data show us?
Well, bottom line, there are a lot of injuries at Amazon. The warehouse has had a serious injury rate, nearly twice the industry average. Those are injuries that required time off work or being given another job to do. Last year, Amazon had more than 14,000 serious injuries at its warehouses.
So what did you learn that you didn't know before?
Well, there's a big difference between what Amazon says is happening at its warehouses and what its own records show. And what they say about worker safety often just isn't true.
Okay, I'm ready. What do you got for me?
Well, executives at Amazon often talk about how safety is the most important thing. It's top priority. Here's Jeff Wilkie on PBS's Frontline earlier this year.
"From the moment that I arrived 20 years ago, I made it very clear to our operations teams that we will not compromise the safety of our employees to do anything else."
But our data shows they have been compromising. Between 2016 and 2019, as demands on workers were going up, so were injuries. They didn't even meet their own internal safety goals. They've spent tens of millions of dollars on safety initiatives. They say they're going to spend $1 billion this year. But instead of getting better, the injury numbers have been getting worse over the last 4 years.
So it's been getting more likely you'll get hurt if you work at Amazon.
Yeah, and some of these injuries can have really lasting consequences. Last fall, we met Candace Dixon in Southern California. Her job was to scan and load items in racks over and over and quickly.
11 seconds was the goal.
Is that hard to meet?
Yeah.
If she didn't hit that rate, one item every 11 seconds, she could be written up and eventually even fired. One shift, Candace handled so many heavy items in a row, she threw out her back.
"I had hurt so bad. I can't even tell you, I would have these sharp pains in the middle of my back, excruciating pain. I was crying. I'm the type of person that just likes to continue working. I don't like to give up, and I like to do my job well, so I just kept going."
Yeah, I remember Candace from our last story. So how's she doing?
Not so great. I talked to her recently, and it's been more than 2 years since her injury, and she's still in a lot of pain. She still has a hard time doing basic things. She had to leave her job at Amazon. Her workers' comp settlement ran out a while ago. She's barely scraping by as she keeps looking for a new job that she can do with her back problems. And it makes her feel sick every time she drives by that Amazon warehouse where she used to work.
I don't know. It just kind of makes my stomach ill. And it makes me mad, too, because, you know, here I have this injury that shouldn't have ever happened, and it's not getting better, so it's like a lifetime thing for me.
That's terrible. And do we know what's happening these days at her warehouse?
Yeah, there were more than 600 serious injuries there last year. It was 4 times worse than the industry average.
Okay, so what's Amazon doing wrong? What's the problem?
Well, a lot of people say it boils down to speed. The workers have to move too many things too quickly. Their bodies wear down and they end up taking shortcuts, like not taking the time to grab a ladder and standing on your tiptoes. And that's how accidents happen. Now, Amazon claims workers can just speak up if there's an issue with speed. Here's Amazon executive Jeff Wilkie again on Frontline.
So we have a culture that if we are asking people to do something that they have to do too fast to be safe, they can raise their hand and say this isn't right and we'll fix it.
But that wasn't Austin Wendt's experience.
They said safety is the priority, but it was very prevalent that safety was second to productivity.
His job was to monitor injuries and give first aid at the Amazon warehouse in DuPont, Washington. Ironically, in 2019, that Amazon fulfillment center, not far from Amazon's headquarters in Seattle, had the highest injury rate out of all of them. He was there about 2 years, and he saw them try some interesting things in the name of safety, like pizza parties for groups of workers if there weren't any injuries for a while.
Pretty much how I saw it is they were offering rewards for not reporting injuries because you're cornering people. Like, you're going to piss off 49 other people if they were 2 hours away from getting pizza and you got injured. Now they don't get pizza.
No one wants to stand in the way of their colleagues getting pizza.
Seriously. But beyond pizza parties, Amazon wouldn't do the one thing Austin said could really make a difference.
In the end, I don't think it's that hard of an issue. It's lower the rate.
In other words, reduce the rate of items an employee has to process every hour.
I don't think that was ever an option in their head.
One thing that helps set the fast pace at the warehouse where Austin worked are the robots. People work side by side with robots at about 50 of Amazon's warehouses. And these robots, everyone says they look like giant Roombas, and they zip around the warehouse floor, bringing tall racks of products to workers. Amazon uses them to make the warehouse as efficient as possible, and the humans have to keep up. But Jeff Wilkie told Frontline that robots are good for safety.
So what happens is the robots change the work. So they allow us, people don't have to walk as far, which is a complaint that we've heard in the past. They make the job safer. They make them
better quality. So let me get this straight. Amazon is claiming that robots make humans' jobs safer.
Yeah, that's what they say. But the data doesn't back it up. We looked at the most common type of Amazon fulfillment center, where most of your packages come from. Some have robots and some don't. And we found that the ones with robots had a serious injury rate more than 50% higher than those without.
This sounds like something out of science fiction. I mean, are there robots and humans at war?
Not exactly. It gets back to speed. Amazon is using the robots to ratchet up the pace. I showed our data to Mark Wolfrat, an industry expert, and he compares what's happening to raising the speed limit on a highway.
The safety speed on the highway is 60 miles an hour, but we got to get everybody faster to where they're going. So we're going to just put that up to 70. We know when we do that, there's going to be more accidents on the road, right? And so if you tell people to work faster in a highly repetitive environment, yeah, you're going to have injuries, no question about it.
And this is the direction Amazon's heading, towards more warehouses with robots.
I almost hate to ask this. What happens during crunch time when they're getting more orders than usual, like during the holiday season?
Good question. So the holiday season at Amazon is called peak, and it's really intense. Long shifts, mandatory overtime, and a lot of new, inexperienced workers cramming into the warehouses. Another busy time for them is around Prime Day.
Prime Day, 2 days of epic deals you don't want to miss. July 15th through the 16th.
But Amazon has repeatedly said to us and other media that injury rates do not spike during these busy times.
And what did you find?
That it's just not true. Amazon's own data shows that their injury rates do spike around Prime Day and during the holidays, like Cyber Monday. And Amazon knew this when they told us the exact opposite. We saw it in their internal reports.
So, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Sometimes they lie. How else do they spin what's really happening?
Well, last year when we first came to them about their numbers, they told us that their injury rates look high because they're so conscientious about recording all their injuries. They claim that they have an aggressive stance on recording injuries, no matter how big or small. That's now one of their standard lines. Here's Jay Carney, the company's senior vice president of global corporate affairs, on CNBC earlier this year.
Across the country, injuries are woefully underreported. That was true at Amazon a number of years ago, and then we changed the way we report injuries. That spiked the numbers for us. We report well above what's required by OSHA, but we did it because we wanted the data. We wanted to know exactly what was happening so we could invest accordingly to improve the working conditions for our workers.
So now you're going to tell me that's not true.
Correct. He's saying the company overcounts the number of injuries, but we found that sometimes they're undercounting them.
How do they do that?
Okay, so companies like Amazon have to report work injuries to the federal government, but they only have to tell them about ones that need some kind of special attention, like time off or medical care beyond first aid. These are called recordable injuries. We found evidence that Amazon has made injuries like this just disappear.
So how does that work?
Well, we found a really clear example of this at a warehouse near Denver. It was having a problem with high injury rates, and we got these internal reports. They show Amazon felt the medical providers treating their workers were handing out too many job restrictions. Things like avoid heavy lifting or don't walk upstairs. Doctors order those kinds of restrictions so injuries can heal, but it means Amazon has to count those injuries on their OSHA logs. So they fired one clinic and hired another medical clinic, Advanced Urgent Care and Occupational Medicine, that advertises it will help companies by keeping injuries not recordable. And after that, the injury numbers at the same warehouse started to go down.
So, good news for Amazon.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, though. I talked to a few medical providers who worked at that new clinic. They all wanted to be anonymous because they worried about retaliation. A nurse practitioner told me the playbook was simple.
Don't make it recordable.
Don't make it recordable. That was the instruction. Injured Amazon workers would come in, and after examining them, she knew that what some of them needed was lighter duty work to recover. But she said her bosses wouldn't let her do that because it would make Amazon have to count the injury. I told her about Amazon's claim that they go above and beyond to count injuries.
It's not even close to being accurate.
For her, keeping injuries off the books meant undertreating the workers. She says instead of doing what was best for the patient, she had to do what was best for Amazon.
Nobody liked doing it because we always kind of felt like we had a watchdog over us that we couldn't treat the patients how we thought they needed to be treated.
I heard that from other medical providers there, too.
What did the clinic say about all this?
Well, I talked to the owner of the company, Dr. Tony User, and he told me there's no policy to deny job restrictions, but there is pressure from companies like Amazon.
We have actually determined that this whole juggling process with companies isn't worth it. And we're as of January 1st, we're closing our work comp division.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just too much. It's just too much hassle factor of trying to balance between the employees and employers. And it's not worth it.
That means as of next year, Amazon's going to need a new clinic.
Will, we heard at the beginning of this story that Amazon welcomed scrutiny, and over the summer they got some.
Mr. Bezos, in July 2019, your employee, Nate Sutton, told me under oath in this committee that Amazon...
That's Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She represents Seattle, where Amazon is headquartered. This was an antitrust hearing. Some members of Congress are alarmed by how big and powerful the company is getting. But Congresswoman Jayapal also worries about worker safety. She told Reveal in an interview that she has doubts about what Amazon execs are telling her.
I don't know that the information I'm getting from Amazon is accurate because mostly Amazon denies that anything is happening and says that there's a vast network of people who are simply reporting on things to make them look bad. I just don't believe that.
How is it possible that they are getting away with all this? I mean, they're lying, aren't they?
Yeah, some of it's lies and some of it's spin. And some of it's that the government doesn't do much, even when they find problems. In New Jersey, OSHA repeatedly criticized the care that Amazon was giving injured workers, but didn't issue any citations. And Amazon got caught undercounting injuries, but it was fined just $7,000.
A $7,000 fine for one of the world's biggest companies. Okay, now I really want to hear what these executives have to say for themselves. Could you get any of them to talk?
Well, we asked for interviews with key Amazon executives, Jeff Wilkie, Dave Clark, Jay Carney, and Heather McDougall, but none of them would talk to us. And the company refused to answer detailed questions we sent them. Instead, they sent a general statement. It says, "Nothing is more important than the health and safety of our teams." And it goes on to talk about all the money they're spending on safety, things like protecting workers from forklifts and improving workstations. They're even creating wellness programs to encourage workers to stretch and meditate at their workstations. They said these programs are working and repeated the claim that robotics are making jobs safer.
But wait, we just heard that the data contradicts that.
Yeah, we asked them specifically about what their own data shows. They completely ignored those questions, and they didn't give us any new numbers to back up their safety claims.
That was Reveal's Will Evans. Our story was produced by Catherine Miskowski. Even though Amazon's not counting all of its injuries, its numbers are high enough that you'd think regulators would do something about it. When we get back, the story of how the federal government decided to regulate the most common type of workplace injury, then changed its mind. You're listening to Reveal.
Support for Reveal comes from LegalZoom. During these unprecedented times, LegalZoom is available for legal help, taking care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. More info at LegalZoom.com.